Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with producer Rosemary Brandt. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Thursday, February 13th, 2014, as we begin really 4 or 5 days of very warm and probably record-setting high temperatures, temperatures that will be, believe it or not, pushing 90 degrees. So the heat is on early here in Tucson. We'll get things rolling this noon hour. Dr. Victoria Mazes, the Buckmaster Show contributor on health, will be up to the plate first. About 22 minutes past the hour, world-renowned comet discoverer Dr. David Levy joins us. Then we dig deep into air service out of Tucson with one of the top decision makers at Tucson International Airport. The Chief Financial Officer, Dick Grunzel, will be joining us. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line. That live line is open for you at 790-2040. And we also invite you to take a look at our Facebook page, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses Buckmaster Show. That will get you there, and we invite you to become a friend of our program. The Buckmaster Show contributor on health is Dr. Victoria Mazes. She is an internationally recognized leader in integrative medicine. She's the executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, which is based at the University of Arizona. She's a UA professor of medicine, family, and community medicine and public health. In addition to facilitating the growth of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, she has helped develop its curriculum. She has pioneered multiple educational innovations, including integrative family medicine and integrative medicine in residency. Both have become national models for educating future primary care physicians. She is the co-author of Integrative Women's Health. Her latest book is titled Be Fruitful, The Essential Guide to Maximizing Fertility and Giving Birth to a Healthy Child. Dr. Mazes, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good to have you with us as usual every month. We always enjoy our conversations. One of the top health stories of the month and maybe the year is sugar not only makes you fat, but it may be killing you. This is according to a new study that finds added sugar increases your risk of death from heart disease. This is one of those studies, the results of which probably don't surprise those of us who kind of follow the health scene carefully.
I think that's true. I also want to point to something that you said that's an important focus, which is it's added sugar. So this is sugar-sweetened beverages. This is sugar-sweetened desserts. It's fruit drinks that have extra sugar, ice cream. But it's not fruit. You know, it's not the sugar occurring naturally in food. And there were significant increases in the risk of dying, actually, if people added large amounts of sugar.
This was a study that was done, published online recently in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, Internal Medicine. Go over a few of the high points, if you will, Dr. Mazes, from the study.
Absolutely. So this comes from the NHANES, which is a national health survey that's done every couple of years in the United States. It looks at very large numbers of people, which is one of the reasons why it's considered a strong source of information. And so in this NHANES, National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, they have been looking at people's dietary habits by asking them about the last 24 hours, doing a food recall through an interview. And when they ask people about this, they're able to calculate the amount of calories that come from added sugar. Now, there's different recommendations in the world, so to speak, because the Institute of Medicine in the United States says that added sugar should be less than 25% of total calories. But the World Health Organization says less than 10%. And the American Heart Association says you should limit added sugars to less than 100 100 calories a day for women. Now, realize that's less than one can of soda or less than 150 calories per day for men. So there has been a range in terms of the recommendations that are out there depending on which group you pay attention to. And we have evidence for a long time, as you mentioned, that if you are adding sugar, you tend to gain more weight, which then gives you a higher risk of being overweight, having diabetes, having abnormal cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart disease. But this is a prospective study that actually shows that it increases your risk of dying.
You know, you mentioned a regular can of soda contains about, I think it's about 140 calories of added sugar. Now, that's a regular can. Some of these giant giant cups that you see folks walking around with that they get at the market or convenience stores, you can only imagine how much sugar must be in one of those things.
Well, yes, and this is part of the problem is that people are sometimes consuming just really large amounts. And in this JAMA study, what was found is that there was a linear kind of relationship. So if you consumed more than 10% but less than 25% of the calories in your diet from added sugar, which would be more than the Institute of Medicine recommends, but less than the World Health, then, I'm sorry, I got it reversed. It would be more than World Health Organization, but less than Institute of Medicine. You had a 30% higher risk of dying of heart disease. But for people who consumed more than 25% of their calories from added sugar, you had a tripling of the risk. So 275% increase, or almost a 3 times increased risk of dying. And so it's important to become aware broadly of how much added sugar you're consuming. And this doesn't mean you can never, ever have a soda if that's something you enjoy, but probably it would make sense to have it as a treat food, you know, once a week or once a month, as opposed to a daily event.
Dr. Victoria Mazes is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dr. Mazes is the executive director of the UA-based Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine. If you would like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. Let's talk a little bit about the good sugars and the stuff that we really should try to steer our diets towards.
Well, just in setting that larger context, Bill, I mean, this is in some ways very good news that we're getting attention to the connection between diet and heart disease. Diet is something that's under taught to healthcare professionals, and we have had very good evidence for many years that the Mediterranean diet reduces the risk of death from heart disease by 72%. That goes back to 1999, the Lyon Heart Trial. That kind of evidence has been repeated in more recent studies over the years, and so we continue to see the benefit of eating a diet that consists of lots of vegetables, legumes, some fruits, unrefined cereal, a moderate to high amount of fish, a high amount of monounsaturated fats, especially olive oil, but also you could say avocados and nuts, low saturated fat, low to maybe moderate dairy, but then mostly is cheese and yogurt, and a low intake of meat. So the foods we eat have a direct effect on our health in a variety of ways. The sugar in this study can be seen to increase inflammation, which is a trigger for heart disease, but it also, sugar can increase blood pressure, and blood pressure is a risk factor for heart disease. It can increase obesity. It can increase cholesterol. It can increase the ways in which the liver synthesizes calories and create more triglycerides, which also is a risk for heart disease. So that sugar actually, through many, many different mechanisms, sets us up for more risk of heart disease.
Dr. Mazes, what about sugar as being addictive? So we've set the stage here. We know sugar, too much sugar, the added sugar is certainly not good for our health. If we want to change and get off the sugar, how hard is that to do?
Well, I think it making change is hard for all of us.
You're talking to a reformed cookie monster, as you know, and I'm very happy to report I rarely eat cookies anymore.
Right. So how hard a change was that for you to make?
Quite difficult initially.
Yeah. And now?
Not difficult.
Yeah. So that's a common thing when we're first trying to make a change in something that is a habit for us. It's a habit. We're constantly turning towards whatever that may be, whether it's smoking a cigarette or grabbing a Coke or some other less healthy habit. But gradually, as we break the habit and develop other patterns, which create other brain patterns as well, you could almost think about it as deeper and deeper grooves in a path where suddenly, you know, the new path through the woods is really clean and clear, and the older path perhaps is getting overgrown with weeds or shrubs or even trees and is, you know, less attractive and less familiar. So changing habits is difficult for many people, and it often makes sense to figure out, how am I going to do that? For sugar-sweetened beverages, maybe one way is don't buy soda for your home anymore. And then if you're out at a restaurant, perhaps just occasionally get it. Or maybe get soda water, seltzer, instead, which isn't going to have any added sugar, and put a little spritz of lemon juice. So you have to sort of think about your own life, your own patterns, your own ways of successfully making change in the past, and look to see what would best support you in that change.
Well, it's very refreshing just to have a dessert, which I did last night, rather than a cookie, just a nice bowl of cut-up watermelon.
Yes.
And it was very refreshing.
Right. So there's that sweet taste without the heart disease promoting elements of a soda, for example, or a cookie.
All right. Dr. Mazes, we're going to have to run. Normally, we like to have you on for a half an hour, but scheduling-wise, we only have to go with you with one segment. We wish we could go longer, but we hope you have a great afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Dr. Victoria Mazes joining us here on The Buckmaster Show. Up next, comet discoverer Dr. David Levy will be with us on Buckmaster.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here, aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Doug Martin.
I thought I just saw you.
Hey, Anna Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sluth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Fina.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
I know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Jeff Ronstadt.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by Moncada Construction, licensed, bonded, and insured. Chris Moncada and his team, they specialize in interior painting, drywall repair, and insurance restoration, and they do great carpentry work. Give them a call at 520-390-2247 or on the web at Moncada, M-O-N-C-A-D-A construction.com. I know you will be pleased with the work that Chris and the team do. Let's welcome now to the Buckmaster Show on the live line from his observatory in Vail, Arizona, Dr. David Levy, who is the Buckmaster Show contributor on science and the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and founder of Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Of course, Dr. Levy, one of the most successful discoverers of comets in history. He continues to search for the elusive, even 24 comets. David, how are you?
I'm fine, and to hear that introduction, which every month gets more and more interesting, just delightful to listen to you introduce me like that. Thank you.
I understand you lost a bet over Comet Ison.
I surely did. I really wanted to see this comet do well for a number of reasons, and one is that I know that the discoverers would never be able to put it down if it didn't do well. But a friend of mine, when I was at the conference at the convention center last fall, actually said that he didn't think the comet would do very well, and so I bet with him a dollar that the comet would be brighter than zero magnitude. And he went along with that bet, and technically, legally, I won the bet because before the comet fell apart, it was visible in the sun-grazing spacecraft as minus two. And however, I couldn't see it that bright, so as far as I'm concerned, he won the bet. So when I see him this weekend, which I hope to do, I'm going to give him a dollar.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a safe bet that you're going to see the Northern Lights, especially with all the solar activity that's been going on El Sol, on the sun, as you head to Iceland. This is a pretty good time of year.
It's a good time of year, and we're going to Iceland next month and hoping to see the Northern Lights, but we may or may not see them. We missed them in Alaska last fall, so we're going to give them another try this time.
Well, I'll tell you, I saw them on a flight from... it was March, I think. It was a flight from San Francisco to London over the pole. And I'll tell you, those lights dancing around outside of the window of the plane for about 20 minutes, it's something I will never forget.
Yeah, I'll bet you won't. And I hope we'll get a similar experience. Seeing Northern Lights from an airplane is really a very exciting thing. I've never seen the Northern Lights from an airplane.
Wow, it was really exciting. April 5th is coming up. It's the annual Star Night, one of your big activities.
It is. April 5th is going to be our Star Night at the University of Arizona. It's the Sharing the Sky annual event. It is a fundraiser, but the most important thing is that we're going to have 70 telescopes, between 40 and 70 telescopes, and they will be set up so that you could enjoy looking through them from at the sun, to see the sunspots and prominences during the afternoon, and at night to see the moon and the planets and the stars and the galaxies. So it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it on the night of the 5th of April this year. An interesting thing that is also coming at the end of April, is the Lyrid meteor shower. These are remnants from a comet that... that passed by in the 1860s, and we still bump into their remnants every year at the Lyrid meteor shower. Speaking of meteor showers, though, that brings me back in time a long way to August the 12th and 13th, 1962. I was at my grandfather's cottage, and with Grandma and Grandpa, we were watching meteors for about half an hour, from 8 o'clock in the evening, it was still twilight, until 8:30. And while we were there, we saw a minus 10 magnitude exploding bolide, which came soaring down, and it exploded. It had a reddish color. It was absolutely magnificent. You never know when you can see this type of thing. And so I'm hoping that our listeners will be able to see some bright exploding meteors in the next few months.
David, it's time for the monthly quote, your astronomy quote of the month.
Yeah, it's time for our astronomy quote of the month. It is this month from Leslie Peltier, and he wrote, "I had watched a dozen comets, hitherto unknown, slowly creep across the sky as each one signed its sweeping flourish in the guest book of the sun."
Ah, I like that very much. David, I don't. Perhaps you do know that this weekend the Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association, TAAA, celebrating its 60th anniversary, having been founded here in Tucson in 1954. How about that?
Yeah, and my wife and I are going to be at the celebration this Sunday, and in fact, I am co-hosting it.
Oh,
so it's a good thing you reminded me about that, because I have a lot of work to prepare for it.
Well, we've got a full moon out there right now, so it's probably not that great to look at some of the early morning stars or the late evening stars. But
yeah.
After the full moon is gone, what should we look for real quickly, David?
After the full moon is gone, Jupiter, which you can actually see despite the full moon, is glorious, almost overhead at at the beginning of the night and stays up for several hours. Jupiter is wonderful, my favorite planet. Saturn comes up, and Mars is up around midnight, and there are a lot of planets to look at right now as we enjoy our romp through the solar system.
And quickly, Orion, which I always think of as the holiday constellation, it's pretty much gone.
Oh, no, it's still good. It's also about, at the start of the night, it's about as high as it gets in the south, and then it sets around 1 o'clock in the morning.
All right, David Levy, thank you very much. I hope you have a great week, and good luck on your trip with Wendy to Iceland. That will be fun.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll speak with you next month.
Thank you very much. David Levy on The Buckmaster Show. We talk air service. That's next on Buckmaster. The UA College of Science presents this year's lecture series, The Evolving Brain, Monday evening starting January 27th through March 10th at UA Centennial Hall. Lectures are free and open to all. Now in its ninth year, the UA Science Lecture Series with its distinguished speakers gives opportunity to discover astonishing new insights about the evolution of the highly complex human brain. More at cos.arizona.edu.
Do you want to learn how to live healthier for your stage of life?
Then make plans to attend the Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo on March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Discover new ways to enrich your daily life. Stay healthier and be informed and engaged for the different life stages from midlife and beyond.
The Pima Council on Aging Ages and Stages Expo features 150 local exhibitors, a wide range of fun activities, food, demonstrations, seminars, prizes, and live musical entertainment.
The Ages and Stages Expo is free for adults of all ages, March 8th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Casino del Sol. Event proceeds benefit Pima Council on Aging. For more info, visit pcoa.org. Presented in part by Arizona Daily Star, Assurance Healthcare, TEP, and this station.
If aging isn't your issue now, it soon will be. So attend the PCOA Ages and Stages Active Adult Lifestyle Expo, March 8th at Casino del Sol.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of Metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Thank you.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. Check out the fantastic savings during the February Valentine's Day sale at the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell, and at ruggalleryaz.com and on Facebook, or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, our Thursday edition. Coming up tomorrow on our Friday Focus interview, the Friday Focus interview will be with Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dupnik. That will be at 12:04 on the Buckmaster Show. And at least once a quarter, we like to give all the Buckmaster Show listeners an update on air service and the efforts to improve air service out of Tucson. Dick Grunzel is with us. Dick is Vice President of Administration and Finance, and he is the Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority. Dick, how are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
Well, I'm doing very well, thank you. And I was surprised about Delta making a decision that they're going to add. It's not imminent. I think it starts next December, and looks like it will be perhaps seasonal, Tucson nonstop to Seattle on a Saturday weekly basis.
Yeah, that's right. Delta, for anyone who probably flies Delta, is aware that they've been making a real effort over the last few months to improve and add service into Seattle, really kind of stepping up the competition with Alaska in that market. And so they decided to add one flight on Saturday starting in December. And it'll be a regional jet, but it'll have, first class service to it as well. Especially during the high season, even with the daily flight that we have to Seattle with Alaska, capacity has been a little bit of an issue. So I'm sure this flight's going to do very well. That's Tucson's a very popular destination for people who live in the Seattle area during our high season. So I think this is going to be a very nice addition for us.
It's a very interesting move on Delta's part, moving in on Alaska's home turf. Of course, Alaska has been based in Seattle forever, and it's kind of, I think it's kind of like a family-owned, privately held that they control. If I had to guess, what's the market share? It's got to be 65 to 70% out of Seattle.
Well, it's interesting because, up until a few days ago, I would have thought the same thing.
Yeah.
But actually, I was at a conference here that was just in Tucson with some other airport people, and the airport director of Seattle, SeaTac, was here. And it's actually only 50% that Alaska has in Seattle. I thought it was higher.
Well, every time I've ever been on the ground at SeaTac, and I was there a couple of months ago, it seems like every plane that you see taking off is Alaska. So I'm very surprised that it's only half of the share. The news with American Airlines and the U.S. Air merger, I think the question that still remains for us here in Tucson, what is in it for us, or perhaps what's not in it for us?
Right. It'd be nice if we really had some clear understanding at this point. But the fact of the matter is, the route planners are still kind of trying to figure out how they're gonna merge everything together. Now, the one thing though, which was part of actually the settlement with the Department of Justice, where they eventually approved the merger, is they agreed to keep all of their existing hubs for both U.S. Airways and American operating at roughly similar to their current operations for a period of 3 years. So, because of that, we're really not expecting anything real dramatic to happen, at least during that initial 3 year period.
Because of the Phoenix hub for U.S. Air is probably going to be secure for 3 years.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Whether you know, they, you know, there may be a few tweaks here and there with, you know, adding flights, you know, or changing out flights between L.A., Dallas, Phoenix. I mean, that certainly that could happen. But, you know, we just don't know yet. We, you know, we continue to talk with them whenever we can. And at this point, you know, we just really aren't hearing anything definite at this point. They're just kind of still formulating their strategy.
But the American Airlines market share out of Tucson has historically always been strong.
Yeah, it has. You know, American was the first airline that ever operated here at the Tucson airport, and they have a lot of loyalty among passengers here. And I think you know, we're a very strong market for American, and I think you know, we're important to their network, and I think we're going to do well.
Dick Grunzel is with us from Tucson International Airport. If any of the Buckmaster Show listeners have any air service questions, now would be the time. 790-2040, 790-2040. Dick would be happy to entertain your comments or questions. We've talked in the past, Dick, about the Mexico air service. We're trying to, of course, reinstate that forever. It seems that Aeroméxico had a presence here in Tucson. I remember visiting here in Tucson in first time I ever came here in the mid-60s, and they were doing a couple of flights a day, Aeroméxico, and they'd had a long-time relationship with Tucson.
Right. Yeah, it's really something that we've been spending a lot of time on over the last couple of years.
Because your surveys have indicated people want this service.
We definitely have a demand here, in particular in Sonora. Hermosillo, Guaymas in particular are really the strongest areas. Yeah, but even, you know, going down further south into Sinaloa to Culiacan, Los Mochis, there really are, you know, more connections than people would probably realize due to, you know, both business with agriculture, as well as a lot of people from Mexico living in those areas have second homes in Tucson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they really are just as interested in Mexico of establishing the service as we are. And, you know, part of the problem is, you know, the northern part of Mexico has really, you know, by the Mexican airlines has really been kind of ignored.
It has. Monterrey, Hermosillo, that area has always been viewed, I think, by the federal district at Mexico City as kind of the outlands.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And air service has always suffered in this area.
Exactly.
And over in along Baja as well.
That's exactly right. And so for that reason, you know, the you know, there's been actually within the last couple of years now, there's been a couple of different, you know, kind of regional airlines, you know, basically business people in those areas who, you know, really have no aviation background. But because from a business standpoint, they're so starved for service, there have been a couple of startup regional airlines in Mexico, and a couple of them in particular that were interested in and have been talking to that are looking at adding that service. Now, you know, initially they're looking at flying within, you know, some of these destinations in Mexico, but there's definitely interest in extending that to Tucson.
And Mayor Rothschild and Vice Mayor Romero led a delegation recently to Sinaloa and met with officials there who want the flights between Tucson and Hermosillo. They would like those flights every day or maybe every other day, and the mayor said there an announcement might be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, and you know, just, you know, as a little background, the mayor obviously has really you know, been working very hard at establishing business and you know, leisure ties with Mexico, and he has been working with us very closely in terms of air service, and we really appreciate you know, everything that that the mayor and his staff is doing. But that's correct. There is an airline that we've both, you know, had involvement and discussion with. I wish I was as optimistic as the mayor that it was that it was this close,
because there have been other very this close moments, I think, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, Dick, but there it's safe to say there's been some other pretty close moment.
Yeah, you know, nothing in terms of adding air service, nothing is for sure until the announcement is made. Well, actually, not even at that point. Nothing is sure until the plane's on the ground and the passengers are getting on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, even something written isn't going to do it. It's actually a plane landing and putting people on the plane that suddenly you do have the service.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, you know, I think, you know, we're very optimistic. We think something is going to happen. You know, at this point, we're just not sure, you know, when that might be.
All right. Dick Grunzel is with us. Rose, we're ready to go to the Buckmaster Show live line. Dick, if you would slip on your headset there so we can listen to Kevin, who has a question or comment for Dick Grunzel. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I just wonder if Mr. Grunzel has an opportunity to have people drive common routes to the airport. And my main point is I live fairly far north on Campbell, and I have adult children that fly in fairly regularly from out of state. And it doesn't matter what time of day I go down Campbell / Keno to get to the airport. It can be 11 at night. Once you get past Speedway, you are forced to stop at every single light between Speedway and the airport. And I think that discourages some people that live in the north part of Tucson and Oral Valley. I think it's almost easier to drive to Phoenix, and I just wonder if he has an opportunity to speak to city leaders and ask them if they ever try to coordinate some lights.
Thanks for calling. And you know, surface transportation to the airport is obviously a very important issue, and we do talk regularly with both county and city people about those issues. Specifically the issue of timing of lights on Campbell. We haven't specifically talked about that issue.
That might come up though. Maybe be something to bring up. Perhaps they can make it a little more convenient for people.
We appreciate hearing people's comments exactly, Bill. This is mm-hmm. definitely something we do meet with the mayor on a regular basis, and it's certainly something that we can bring up with him.
Yeah, and the city has a new transportation director who we've had on the show, and he's kind of Mr. Asphalt, and he lives and dies this transportation stuff, so I'm sure he would be happy to hear that comment. And I think this would be a great time to take a break. We have a lot more to talk about with Dick Grunzel from Tucson International Airport as we continue with the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and restucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amori's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amori is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amori, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amori on the web at veroamori.com.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com. Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We're talking about one of my favorite topics, that being air service. I can still remember my first flight, Dick Grunzel. It was TWA, Chicago to Washington. I was a little kid in the 50s on a Super Constellation.
Oh, my gosh.
And the seats were these leather seats, like you were seated in somebody's living room. And, of course, the family, we all dressed up. And it was a big deal.
And probably little curtains on the windows.
Yeah, it did. Still a, well, kind of dating myself here. Let's go back to the Buckmaster Show live line. We're talking about air service and TIA. Jim is up next. Jim, how are you?
I am well, Bill. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind today?
Well, Dick, one of the things I wanted to talk about was the thousands of undeveloped acreage around TIA that TIA controls. Is there any plans for development, for retail, grocery stores, shopping, anything like that?
Well, as a matter of fact, it certainly is one of our higher priority items to effectively make the best use of all the land around the airport. Obviously, we have to set aside areas that are going to be needed specifically for the airport, you know, in the future. But we do have a lot of acreage, as you said, which really is available for commercial development. We actually, within the last couple of months, have selected CBRE as a partner. They're going to be engaged with us to help us market all of our property for commercial development around the airport. We're just kind of getting down to the final stages of getting a contract together with them. And, we should be getting going and hopefully get something going here in the near future.
So there's a lot of acreage you're talking about.
Yeah, the airport in total is roughly around 8,000 acres.
Wow.
And I think about something around maybe 3,000 or so are really kind of right now what we need in terms of the airport itself. And so the rest really is available for other various types of development.
The new control tower, the update on that news has broken recently.
Right. Our board a couple of weeks ago approved a land lease with the FAA for the new control tower. And they've been in design for about the last year. I think they're in the process right now of final selection of a contractor. And they're expecting to break ground probably sometime, hopefully sometime in March.
Now, is this one of these, we all know the iconic tower that we have out there. This will be, I assume, state-of-the-art, a much taller structure.
It's going to be, I believe, about 11 or 12 stories tall, so it'll be, I think, on the order of two or three times as tall as the existing tower. And it's going to be on the other side of the airport, the other side of the runways over by the Bombardier aerospace section. And the existing tower, the icon that it is, will stay. It'll be repurposed for something else. We're not quite sure exactly what that's going to be yet, but it's definitely
going
to be
a nightclub. Sky Lounge.
That's been suggested.
All right, yeah.
There are possibilities.
Yeah, let's go back to the Buckmaster Show live line. And Ingrid has a comment or question for Dick Grunzel. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi, sir. Ingrid.
You talked about the property that you own. Do you plan to rent that out to commercial enterprises or sell it?
Basically, it would pretty much have to be rented. The FAA has pretty strict requirements in terms of what we can do with our land. So renting is really the practical way that we can do it.
How is it going with the terminal construction? I second and third floors.
Right. Right now, what you're seeing going on is if people know that what used to be a Baskin Robbins on the ticketing level in the center area, right now there's construction undergoing there to turn that into a bar and sandwich snack shop type area, and that probably is going to be opening within the next couple of weeks. And as soon as that happens, the current restaurant that's on the third floor will be closing. And you'll see construction walls going up there. And that's all in preparation for eventually in a couple of years relocating our security checkpoints from where they currently are to the outsides where some current vacant ticket counters are located.
No, that would smooth the transition, wouldn't it? Move people through a little faster.
Where they are, where the checkpoints are right now is really space constrained. So that's really what's motivating this. We're going to be able to have actually one more lane available on each concourse once they move. So that's really the idea behind this, is to make it more efficient, and it will also open up actually more space on the concourses for more food and beverage opportunities.
You know, one of our earlier callers, I think it was Kevin, had mentioned, up on the northwest side, some people flirt with the idea of maybe it's better to go up to Phoenix. Cost-wise, and I know we've talked about this a lot, Dick Grunzel, very little difference.
Yeah.
In the long run.
Yeah.
By the time you drive up there and park. And
right. And I think in many cases, when you add in everything, it still is cheaper flying out of Tucson. On average fares, and this is Department of Transportation statistics, on average fares in Phoenix are only $20 higher than they are in Tucson. So when you think about gas to drive, up the road, how much higher the parking rates are in Phoenix compared to Tucson, in many, many cases, when you add all that up, it makes much more sense financially to fly out of Tucson.
And it's a different, the whole environment now with air service, with the consolidations has really affected airports across the country. We really haven't taken as big a hit as some of the airports in the Midwest and the East as far as passenger travel.
Really all over the country. I mean, even in the West, I mean, places like, Reno, Burbank, Ontario in California, Spokane, All of those airports have Boise is another example. Albuquerque have all been hit extremely hard. I mean, we're not the worst, we're not the best, we're just kind of in the middle of the pack, and it's just something that has been affecting all of us, unfortunately.
Well, I think it's always good to try to support the local airport because you're supporting local people who live here in Tucson. Dick Grunzel, we're going to have to wrap it up with you, and how about the website?
FlyTucson.com. We made it a lot shorter in the last couple of years, much easier to remember.
And you upgraded it too, right?
Yes, we did.
All right, Dick Grunzel, thanks a lot.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, supplied by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests. Dick was just enjoying a nice sip there of Culligan water. We provide all of our in-studio guests with Culligan water. It's a good arrangement. We thank Culligan. This portion of the Buckmaster Show has been presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. If you're looking for a great weekend getaway, and it's just three and a half hours east of Tucson, so much to do, beautiful area, mile-high elevation, Silver City, historic area, and they've got some great hiking around the area in the Gila National Wilderness. Wonderful places to stay, including Pinos Altos Cabins. The full list of all the activities and places to stay at southwestnewmexico.org. We send a lot of people from the Buckmaster Show over to visit over in Southwest New Mexico. And that will do it for Buckmaster. We've got Wake Up Tucson tomorrow with Chris and Joe, 6 to 8. The Daily Double with Chris DeSimone comes on. New show from 8 to 9. We will be back with the Friday Focus with Sheriff Dupnik tomorrow at 12:04. On behalf of Rosemary Brandt, our producer, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.